This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, episode 63 will be a quick one. Happy pre-St. Patty's Day. Hey, go to this bar tomorrow. I won't be there, but it's my bro-in-law owns it. It's in Redondo. Best Irish bar to go to on St. Patty's Day. So
little Redondo pub.
It's a little Patty O'Brien's Irish pub. That shit's gonna be Patty tomorrow.
O'Brien's. Google it, leave some Yelp reviews.
Exactly. We'll probably do a live pod from there someday.
They got a gram? Can they follow the gram?
Yeah, they do. Patty, yeah, follow. It's just Patty's O'Brien's Irish pub. But let's get into it, man. It's
March Madness special.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about – I know there's so special. Much free agency going on. There's so many distractions on the other sports world, but let's just stick to college basketball, right?
Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm so excited, to be honest. Are you excited?
Oh, I know. It's like – I'm pumped. Yeah, I know, dude. I know. Me too.
I am pumped.
Let's just get after it. Let's start with the West side, man.
I'll start the West side? West side's the best side?
West side's the best side. God, I got some sleepers in here.
I had some trouble with this bracket. I'm not gonna lie. And can we just start this off with saying, I honestly think that this year it's up for grabs. It is. I know everybody's talking. Everyone's Arizona. It's up for grabs this year. I've never seen it more up for grabs in my lifetime in one of these tournaments.
I know. I agree. Yeah. Obviously. So okay, Gonzaga's gonna advance against Georgia State. There's a couple, like, man, Boise State's in Portland. They're going to have home field, home court, seems like a little bit, but Memphis is solid.
They are. If a 9 beats an 8, is it really an upset?
No, it's not upset. It's not upset.
It's not an upset, right?
I got Boise advancing in that. What do you got?
I got Memphis. I'm taking Memphis in that. I just think Memphis is tried and true. I think they played a tougher schedule, came out of a tougher conference. I'll take Memphis.
On this side, yeah, of course, you want to take Gonzaga, but I hate going chalk. You know that, and so do you.
I don't take chalk. I mean, yeah. I got a couple upsets coming out of this bracket. I do love the 13 Vermont over Arkansas. I know.
All you have to do is listen to Vegas on that. What's the spread on that?
To be honest, I haven't even looked at any spreads. I try to fill my bracket out without looking at any spreads and just see where there are some hot teams. The other upset I like in this bracket is I do like Davidson over Michigan State a lot.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be Izzo, dude. Davidson, yeah. I agree with you on that.
But Izzo knows how to play in March. He knows how to play in March.
This is one of his weakest teams in a long time, though. Come on.
Yeah. The other one is Vermont. I do like Vermont over Arkansas.
I can see that. I love Fullerton plus the 17 against Duke, dude. Come on. Let's go.
Let's go, Fullerton. Let's go, Titans. Let's go. One time for us. One time for the West Coast. One time. We'll have three teams.
Could you imagine that would be Coach K's last game is Fullerton beating him? Dude, I would love it.
It'd be amazing. I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening.
It'd be amazing. Close. I'm going to say this, though. You know what? This bracket was a little challenging for me because I feel like there's a wild card team in here that I think it's a wild card team for me, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Texas Tech for one quick second here. Texas Tech has the ability to win this entire tournament, or they have the ability to get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, because it's – I mean, their defense is going to carry them, but, dude, you got to
– they're such a wild card.
Offense is brutal. They could go on runs where they're not scoring for like 5 minutes, but then they hold it.
Exactly. Because I mean, honestly, I look at this bracket and I think Texas Tech can beat Duke easily. I think Texas Tech can even beat Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. Call me crazy. I think Texas Tech could go all the way. But I mean, they're a wild card. Which Texas Tech is going to show up? I think they are going to be the wild card in this. The other one that is kind of really sneaky here is New Mexico State. Don't just fill in UConn right away. New Mexico State will be able to play with UConn. I think that's going to be a great game. I think it's one of the better games in this opening round.
I know everyone says it every year. 12 usually does beat a 5. So, dude, I want
to take a 12 somewhere. Mm-hmm. My problem is I am taking UConn. I am going to say, you know what? What's the spread on that? You're the spread guy. What's New Mexico State? I might actually say New Mexico State keeps it close in there. I just think UConn has too much talent and pull away in the end.
Where are we, dude? Where's the spreads? How does it go? Oh, it's UConn minus 6.5. That's a high if you like. Hey, I like the plus 6, right?
Yeah, give me. I think New Mexico State could keep it close. I think UConn just has a little too much pace, a little too much size, and will kind of run away with it at the end. But that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, that's going to be the West. I mean, Gonzaga is – they are the best team, and they are. I mean, they're favored to win it all. The only – I don't see Duke beating Gonzaga, do you? I could see, obviously, if there is going to be some – I think Texas Tech could do it. Dude, don't sleep on Arkansas, even though Vermont, you said it could beat them. But if Arkansas gets past, they got a good squad. Oh, man. So I would say either coming out of this region, I would say either Texas Tech or Gonzaga. I don't see it any other way, dude. What about you?
I'm with you on that. Actually, I'm with you on that. I do.
So we're down in Coach K. We don't think he's going to do it.
We're down on Coach K. I do like either Texas Tech or Gonzaga coming out of this region. And I'm going to give you one more. Uh-huh. And it just sucks because the time of this recording, this game has not played yet. Uh-huh. I'm going to say, honestly, watch out for the winner of Rutgers versus Notre Dame. I know they might have to play a Texas Tech in the second round if they can get past Bama. Uh-huh. Watch out for the winner of Rutgers versus Notre Dame.
All right. Yeah, there you go. And then, Bama is not looking good right now, right? I mean, they started off hot. They haven't been playing well lately.
I don't like the way they look right now. But
all we have to say, this isn't football. So
exactly. So yeah. Saban's not running that team up the tunnel.
Exactly. So, but it's hard to take against Gonzaga, but dude, we take against Chalk. So let's go with Texas Tech. We'll get our final fours into it, but those are some teams we like from that.
Exactly. And you know me, I don't take Chalk.
No, I know. I
don't like taking Chalk.
Let's get to, Gonzaga, Texas Tech, and then some sleepers that Paul gave you right there. East, yeah. Man. I mean, dude, I'm going to be biased, dude. I'm going UCLA all the way. Baylor, dude, they won it last year. They had a hell of a run. They're just not the same team. And then, but Purdue, it's stacked. This is stacked right here. You got Kentucky, you got, Purdue's, what are you thinking?
This is where I get crazy, bro. Yeah, this is where I get crazy. Yeah. Are you ready for this? In the East, I don't have Baylor getting out of the second round. I don't have Baylor getting past this weekend.
So you think UNC or Marquette could beat them? I think so,
You know too. What? I got Marquette, dude. I actually have – this is where it gets crazy.
Well, tell
this
us why you like them. I haven't watched – to be honest, like I said, I missed some games. I haven't watched Marquette play all year. I kind of like UNC after watching them against Duke. But tell me about Marquette. Yeah.
UNC is just up and down. I have no idea which UNC is going to show up. I think people are riding UNC because they saw that final game. Coach K Duke game.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they got shot out of the court. The lights shot out on them against Virginia Tech in the ACC semifinals. But – I don't know. This is a tough 8-9. This is actually, I think, the best 8-9 game actually on the paper. I could be way off here, but I'm going with my gut here. I'm taking Marquette to beat North Carolina, and then I think Marquette rides that hot streak. Marquette is one of the streakiest teams in all of college right now. Uh-huh. It's either they are hot and can't be beat, or they just don't show up to the gym. I like Marquette beating North Carolina, and I like Marquette then to follow it up and beat Baylor. It's crazy. I told you. I got a crazy bracket. You know how you win big? You got to bet big.
I know you have to, for sure. Dude, I wish we were going to be in Vegas. Goddamn.
You know what I mean? So that's, I agree. That's my thought process there. And again, I could be way off, but you know what though? I got the balls to do it. So I'm taking Marquette to knock out Baylor in the second round.
Do it.
Marquette gets to the Sweet 16. I love it.
Perfect, dude. Dude, I mean, and then, dude, I've been watching Indiana lately, dude. I know you're high on St. Mary's. I think Indiana could be, but they're not gonna be UCLA, but they could be St. Mary's. I like that. I like that. That's a 12. That's another 12.
I'm gonna tell you this. I had this circled. I think this might be the best game in the opening round, and I believe it's actually the very first game. Isn't it the first game tomorrow? If I'm not mistaken, sorry, I apologize. It's not the very first game, but St. Mary's versus Indiana, I think, is the best game of the opening round.
I agree. It's a hell of a game.
The entire tournament. It's actually the last game I picked on my bracket. You're right. I am high on St. Mary's, but that's with my heart because I just love the boys from Moraga.
Yeah.
But I got St. Mary's advancing. I had them advancing, but do not be surprised if Indiana wins this game. As terrible as Indiana played in Big Ten play, yeah. Do not be surprised.
They got two lottery picks, dude. Those guys are the guard, yep. And the what's his name? But and then going down for like Purdue's not going to lose to Yale, even though Purdue has the belt. And then Texas, Virginia Tech, they're coming in hot, winning the ACC. You got to ride the hot team, right?
So that is my other upset. I have Virginia Tech beating Texas, and I'll take it a step further. I got Virginia Tech beating Purdue, getting to the Sweet 16.
Oh, so you like just ride the hot team? I love it.
They're hot right now, dude. You got to ride the hot hand, right? I love it. And I know Purdue is so good, but I think Purdue might be a little bit overrated.
Every year. They never come through. They really never do. Yeah. I mean, the coach is great. They always got talent, but then – they never get it out of the Sweet 16.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, in that Sweet 16 over there on that side of the bracket, I got Marquette versus UCLA, and I got Virginia Tech versus Kentucky. I mean, I'm taking some flyers there,
dude,
man.
I love it, man. Credit. I think San Fran's going to beat Murray State. I think so.
Okay, that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. I got Murray State coming out of it. I just think San Fran might stick with them for the first half. I just don't think San Fran has
– Well, you tell me how they look against Gonzaga. You were watching that game. Remember I said
– They stuck with them. They stuck with them for probably the first 10 minutes, and then it was just
But they played them how many times this year? 3 years, so – or no, three times. Okay, so – they're like, dude, we played the best team in the country three times. We're not scared of anyone. So that's kind of have that mindset. But
very true. I think either way, Kentucky beats the net.
No, you're right. Kentucky is unbelievable. They got two ball hand, like, dude, two amazing guards. Kentucky.
And don't forget, dude, Kentucky this year, it's not like Kentucky's in the past where it was all these one and done guys. Yeah. Kentucky now has guys who are upperclassmen. Yeah, it's not five freshmen on the court. They got upperclassmen that are tried and true.
Yeah, I'm biased. So, but like, dude, you're throwing out an upset. So I'm going to be biased, and I think UCLA gets far. I'm just hoping they do. But
Can we talk about UCLA for a quick second? They scare me. They scare me a little bit. Yeah. I think their offense can sometimes be too one-dimensional. And then I was watching that Arizona game the night, the final of the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, they're up 12 and they blew it because their offense is one. I know.
They rely on the three a little too much when they're down. If you're down and they had Arizona guys in foul trouble, which is rare, and they didn't go to the hole. You got to go to the paint when you got guys in foul trouble, and they didn't do it. They started chucking up threes and they didn't look good. So UCLA needs to bounce back.
I'm not worried about Baylor. I'm just, as far as UCLA, I'm worried, obviously, Kentucky and then it's wide open.
I got UCLA playing Kentucky in that Elite Eight. Yeah. And I think
it's going to be amazing. Blue Bloods. Yes. Yeah. That'll be amazing. So we'll see, dude. Yeah. Anything else you want to say in that East region?
It's a tough region, man. That St. Mary's Indiana game. Yeah. Watch out.
North Carolina game.
Watch out.
Yes.
Murray State, San Francisco. I think it's going to be a nail biter. But I think there's some upsets in there. I think Baylor's the first number one seed to get bounced, in my opinion, out of that bracket.
I think Kentucky, UCLA, right?
I think Kentucky, UCLA, watch out for an Indiana, watch out for St. Mary's. Yeah. But Kentucky, UCLA, I think is where it's ultimately going to be.
Which would be unbelievable. Let's hit the South where everyone's just shooing in Arizona. Screw that. Even though they're amazing.
In soccer, we call it the group of death. I think this is the bracket of death, in my opinion, actually.
Dude, I agree. Because then you got, dude, Illinois, dude, they're a solid squad. UAB Houston, dude, Houston lost two of their starters, I heard. Oh, that's a wide open game. Man, but Tennessee, dude, they have a chip on their shoulder because they should be a two seed.
That's the thing. I don't even know where to start in this bracket. Yeah, I know, in the first round, I think Arizona obviously gets through no problem. I think Villanova has no problems getting through. So I think your one and two get through. I think your three gets through no problem. Tennessee takes care of Longwood.
Yep.
The 4-13 matchup here, Illinois-Chattanooga. Chattanooga might stay with them for a little bit. But I think Illinois has too much talent. I think all your top seeds get through here with the exception. I do have two upsets coming out of this bracket.
I'm not taking Sister Jean because everyone's going to take Sister Jean. I'm taking Ohio State for sure.
I'm all over it. I love Loyola Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Okay. I'm going against you because I love Sister Jean 103. But dude, I'm fading the public on that. Everyone's just gonna put them on the next thing because they know it.
She beat COVID, bro. She beat COVID. True.
I'll give you that, but I'm not gonna go with it. Everyone knows about her now. We didn't know about her, that's when it was a good.
That's true. Here's the other one. I'm gonna give you another game in this one. Michigan versus Colorado State. World believes Michigan does not belong there.
I know.
I agree. They do not belong there. They shouldn't have made this tournament, but somehow the experts always get it right, and they put them in for a reason, and they're going to win a first-round
game. They're going to win the first-round game. I know.
They're going to knock off Colorado State.
But most people are going to take Michigan, though, right, just because everyone knows
Correct.
Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. I know. They were a bubble team. All of a sudden, they're in, and you're right. They'll win one game.
The experts did it for a reason. They put them in and watched. They're going to shut everybody up, and they're going to win a game. And I feel bad for Colorado State.
You don't blame them for putting them in, right? Because, dude, it's all about the money at the end of the day. They want the big programs. Come on. What are we
kidding? Exactly. But I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this bracket, and I think a second round matchup, which I think is it could be a Sweet 16 matchup. It should have been an Elite 8 matchup. Who knows?
Which one?
Mouthwatering. Illinois versus Houston is where I'm looking. That is going to be a phenomenal game. Illinois versus Houston.
I like that. If they get by UAB, bro, I got UAB.
But yeah, we'll see. If they get by UAB, which I think they should. You're on a UAB.
I'm man,
on
Arizona, Houston. Dude, Arizona's going to be in the sweets. Dude, they're going to be in the Sweet 16 so easily. They're not losing to Seton Hall or TCU.
No, not at all.
I don't see how Arizona doesn't get to at least – Damn, bro. Damn. To the Elite Eight, right? Don't you?
Here's what I have to say. I think personally, out of all the teams in this, all 64 teams, I actually think Arizona is the best team in the entire nation, hands down. I think they're better than Gonzaga.
And it shows because they gave them a pretty easy, not an easy region, but because none of them are easy, but.
I don't think it's an easy region because you look down at the bottom, dude, Tennessee versus Villanova, those two teams that beat the hell out of each other. If both those teams can get hot, they can shoot the lights out. Both those teams can score over 100.
But I think they're locked to Sweet 16. You can't say, I mean, I'm just like Baylor, we didn't think they were locked to Sweet 16. So, I mean, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I do have Arizona getting to the Elite Eight. We're not going to give our Final Four picks yet, but I do have Arizona getting all the way past the Sweet 16 into the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Arizona could win this entire thing very easily. I think they're the best team in the nation, hands down.
And I think we agree. Everyone's sleeping on Villanova, dude. Jay Wright, that guy, and then Connor Gillespie.
Gillespie,
yeah, those two. It's like it's hard to take against them, and no one's really talking about them.
It is. It is. It's very hard.
Yeah, for the Elite Eight, I'm going with Arizona, Tennessee. I think you kind of agree with me.
I'm with you exactly on that, dude. I'm with you on that Arizona, Tennessee in the Elite Eight.
But Villanova, dude.
Watch out for Villanova. Yeah. Watch out for Villanova. The problem with Villanova, live and die by the three. If they're hot, they're hot. If they're not, they're not.
They're not.
They could shoot the lights out. But
so we agree, Arizona, Tennessee, or Villanova.
Yeah,
which is that, it's
that
chalky.
Region
it's
is
chalky.
Just insane. No,
yeah, it's chalky. But
I will say this though. One place we do disagree. You like UAB knocking off Houston that opening round.
You like Houston, Illinois. Yeah.
I actually have Houston going to the Sweet 16, losing to Arizona. Okay. So I have them beating Illinois. I have them losing to Arizona in the Sweet 16. So one place where we do differ right there. I think Houston goes deep.
All right. I mean, the hell of a coach. What's his name? Like, as always.
Good recruiter.
So, yeah, they made the Final Four last year. So, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. I don't think they go back, but I think they get to the Sweet 16.
All right, and then Midwest, man, dude, Midwest is crazy because I'm not big on Auburn, dude. I watched them play the last few games. I don't know. Yeah, they live by the three and down at 3-2, but they do have one of the – Jamar Smith is what, top five player?
Yes, he's a lottery pick, hands down.
Yeah, but Iowa has a lottery pick too. What's his name, Keegan – what's his last
they
name?
They do, and Iowa's hot right now. That's the thing. Iowa got hot at the right time.
But they usually usually choke too. Big Ten teams always choke.
Exactly. Who's your upset in here? You got any upsets in this bracket?
Man, I kind of like South Dakota State. I know everyone's on Providence because they're coach, but dude, it's only a 1-point spread, dude. We're talking a 4-13. I think it's 1-point spread.
Yep, and it's my upset too. I got South Dakota State beating Providence, which I love Providence too. I love Providence out of the Big East. I've always been a Providence fan.
I kind of like Iowa State to beat LSU. I watched LSU in the tourney. I don't They don't with you. Yeah.
They don't have a coach. Who's their coach? I mean, yeah, actually, they do have a backup coach, but, he has experience. But this is a tough game for me to have picked, actually. It was one of the toughest games in this entire bracket because I actually think both teams are kind of garbage, to be honest. I actually don't think either team much of either team right now. LSU has no identity, no coach, no rhythm. Iowa State has just been hot and cold.
I know. They started off, I think, 12-0 this year, and they've been – I mean, they made the tournament, good for them, but – and then Wisconsin, they rely on – what's his name? Johnny David or
– Yes.
Yeah, Johnny, so he's also a top five, but their team's not – they're not, not the special.
I still think they have no problem with Colgate, though. They'll get through Colgate, no problem. I think the best first – the two best first-round matchups of this bracket are obviously San Diego State, Creighton. I do like Creighton to come out of that.
USC Miami.
USC Miami, I think, is the best game of this bracket opening round.
Dude, it's unbelievable. We want Pac 12, obviously. But
we do.
I'm not going to be surprised if Miami wins, do you?
I wouldn't be at all, but I have USC coming out of this. I have USC beating Miami, and that's not just because West Coast biased. I believe USC is the better team.
I agree. And
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost either.
Even though Pac 12, there's some dog shit teams at the bottom, but dude, they've had to deal with UCLA and Arizona all year. Dude, USC is a good team, man. So. They could be Miami. ACC was kind of down this year anyways, right?
It was. Yeah. Still in this bracket, I do see Kansas walks right into the Elite Eight.
Here's the thing. No one's – dude, Bill's – that's what I'm saying. No one's really talking about Kansas, bro. Don't you feel like if it's always Arizona-Gonzaga, dude, I could see – Are you worried about Auburn? I don't know, man. What do you? They're not playing.
I'm not worried about Auburn. I will say this though: we always want a darling, a dark horse, like a double seeded, you know, a double digit seed to make it to the Elite Eight. If there is one that's going to make it to the Elite Eight, I do like South Dakota State getting past Iowa in the second round, and I can see them playing Kansas. Yeah. I don't have it. I didn't take it. I didn't go that deep. But watch out for South Dakota State to get to the Elite Eight.
I like Kansas, and then the bottom of that could be anyone, dude. Like USC could beat Auburn for sure.
Like I do think so.
Yeah, I would be surprising. And I kind of like, dude, Iowa could make a run too if they stay hot, dude. They could score with anyone. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah, this is.
USC, if USC can get past Miami, I think actually USC has a great chance to beat Auburn. I think that actually might be one of the better games of the second round, USC versus Auburn. I have Auburn advancing past USC, but I mean, again, I would love to see the point spread on that game.
The unbelievable games going to
Who do you have in Elite Eight right here? Who do you have in Elite Eight Midwest?
Shit, man. The bottom scares me, dude, but. I'm going to go Kansas and just screw it, man. Kansas and USC, bro.
You doing it? Okay.
I'm not high on Auburn. I could see him losing in Wisconsin. Dude, I watched him. I don't know. I can see it. Yeah, what do you got?
I went Kansas, Wisconsin. I do have Kansas, Wisconsin in the Elite Eight here. That's my Midwest bracket. I mean, I think Kansas is the team to beat in that bracket.
Miami, and then there goes USC. So.
Exactly, screws your whole bracket. But
yeah, but that's why you fill out a bunch of them. But this is what. So those are. Did we just break down all of them? Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah, we did. You want to? Let's do this. Let's give our Elite Eight matchups and who you have winning going to the Final Four.
Okay, so we're gonna start with the West right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
You got Elite Eight. Gonzaga playing who?
Gonzaga playing Texas Tech. Dude, fuck.
Who advances?
Dude, Gonzaga's going to the Final Four, dude. That's where I take it out. What do you got? What do you got?
I told you, man. I'm getting a little crazy with this because you know what? This is the bracket that I am submitting into the challenge, into the Talk at the Urinal challenge.
Oh, yeah, because so you want to.
There's no secrets here. I'm submitting this bracket.
Yeah.
I'm going Texas Tech beats Gonzaga. Texas Tech gets into the Final Four.
I love it. That's what I'm going with. I love it, dude. There you go. And then the East. What do we got in the East? Dude, I'm going to stick. Dude, I'm going UCLA over Kentucky, dude. Let's go.
All right. I love it because we're UCLA guys. But, I mean, I'm going with my brain here. I got Kentucky over UCLA to get into the Final Four. I have Kentucky playing Texas Tech on that side of the bracket in the Final Four.
Okay. Dude, I love it, dude. I love it. And then the South, dude, I think, didn't I get crazy here? Or no, Arizona's fucking good, huh?
Do we have all the same Elite Eight?
Elite Eights, goddamn.
I think we do.
Well, yeah, we have Arizona, Tennessee here, right?
Arizona, Tennessee.
But dude, I'm not taking Arizona, since I took Gonzaga, I'm not taking Arizona. I'm taking Tennessee to get the Final Four. Let's go, Vols. Let's go.
All right. I'm going Tennessee beats Arizona.
Okay.
I believe for the second time this year, if I'm not mistaken, Tennessee has already beaten Arizona once this year. I think they did it again.
They do it again.
I will say this, though. In the Elite Eight, I do have Arizona playing Tennessee. If Arizona beats Tennessee and gets to the Final Four, I'm taking Arizona to win the entire thing.
Okay. This is where you have Arizona losing, but if they make it there, then you got them winning. Okay.
Yep. I have Tennessee in the Final Four.
And this is crazy. And then what's the bottom?
You got Kansas. This is where we're different. You got Kansas, USC. I got Kansas, Wisconsin.
I'll go Kansas.
Kansas. I'm with you. I'm with you on Kansas. So just to recap, your Final Four, you got Gonzaga, UCLA, Tennessee, and Kansas.
Okay.
And I'm going Texas Tech,
okay,
Kentucky, Tennessee, and Kansas.
Okay, perfect. All right, the Final Four, bro.
Who you got in the natty?
I got Gonzaga against UCLA and then Tennessee against Kansas.
Tennessee, right? Kansas. Who's your national championship game and the winner?
I got UCLA over Kansas, man.
UCLA wins it all.
Wins it all. I know I'm biased. Who cares?
All right.
UCLA over Kansas. Let's go, baby. Come on, Bruins, right. Bring it home. Last year, you guys were so close. Let's go.
If you're right, I will give you mad props because I want UCLA so badly. I want UCLA so badly. My championship game, I got Tennessee over Kentucky. I think Tennessee brings it home. I got Tennessee beating Kentucky
for the
national championship.
That's a huge rivalry, dude.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's why I went with it. And, I mean, honestly, you know I don't like chalk, but I do love stats.
Yeah.
Here's why I just couldn't take Gonzaga or Arizona. Right now, in the last 50 years, six times has the champion come from what we consider the West.
Oh, wow.
Three six UCLA.
In the last how many years?
50 years.
Oh, wow. And I also see everyone's just taking Gonzaga and Arizona, chalking a man, dude. I can't do that.
It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again, but I got to go with the trend. I got to go with history. In the last 50 years, only six teams from the West have won it. Three of those were UCLA. Four UCLA, a UNLV, and an Arizona. It's only time. And just to put that into perspective, it hasn't been done since 97. Arizona was the last team from the West Coast to win in 1997. Since then, six times it's been Duke or North Carolina.
Holy.
The champion always usually comes from the Midwest or the East. So I'm fading the West Coast.
Based
on trends and history.
Some of these picks might change overnight, but I'm going to stick to the Final Four on that one for our pool, even though I'm going to fill out a bunch. But this is what I got. So just to break it down, and thanks again, people keep joining. This will probably go out tonight. Hopefully keep joining. Give out the Final Fours and all that. So I got.
It's free. 50-yard gift card to yard. Dude.
For shits and gigs.
You know?
So Gonzaga, UCLA, Tennessee, Kansas, and you got?
Texas Tech, Kentucky, Tennessee, Kansas.
And then I got UCLA over Kansas, and you got?
Tennessee over Kentucky. If my bracket plays out, I think actually that Final Four game between Tennessee and Kansas could be one of the greatest games in college basketball.
Probably, dude. So you have Tennessee winning all or Kentucky winning all?
I got Tennessee winning it all. Okay, Tennessee beating Kentucky.
All right, dude, Coach K. I mean, Calipari is going to be devastated when he loses to Tennessee, bro.
All right, let's do it.
Dude, that's
I'm so excited.
That's bracketology right there, bro.
Bracketology. We'll post our Final Fours on the gram.
We'll post our Final Fours tonight. We'll send the league, dude. We got to get to
you can,
how many.
You can laugh at us all you want, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens. Hey, you play to win the game.
We don't take chalk. I don't take chalk.
No. And then, dude, we're get up to how many people right now?
We're approaching 20s. Let's go.
Dude, my uncle and my dad are in it. Dude, Bobby Nichols is in it. Dude, got to get.
Let's go.
The boys are in it. Let's go.
All right. Happy tournament, bro. Happy tournament.
Happy tournament. Dude, holy shit. Are you going to do
it here?
Oh, no. Are you going to do any parlays or just watch your bracket the whole time?
I'll throw a few in. I'm gonna, you know what, on what I'll do, what I will do is on a couple of like my big upsets, I'll probably parlay those money line. I'm thinking I'll take like a Vermont and parlay that with South Dakota State, both on the money line.
There we go. Love it.
You know,
love it, man.
It's tournament season, bro. It's like Christmas. This is
what it's all about.
This is Christmas Eve right now.
It's Christmas Eve, bro. This is what it's about, the madness. And then meanwhile, and free, dude, this wild free agency is going on too. Crazy, but
yeah.
And then we'll recap, see if our brackets busted on Monday, right? We'll see what happens.
We'll have a big Monday show, and
we'll be happy. All right, man, let's do it.
All right, man. Happy tournament.
All right, man. Happy tournament.
Later.